Trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your district court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at judgebillkephart.com.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect William Kephart.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kep Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Florida was the focus of both the Trump and Biden presidential campaigns today.
President Trump held a rally in Tampa where he touted the historic growth of the economy during the third quarter.
33.1 GDP, the biggest in the history of our country.
Also campaigning in Florida, Joe Biden slammed the president over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic and promised a better way forward.
I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
Biden is making an aggressive play to win back the state's 29 electoral votes, while the president is hoping for a repeat victory. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Mike Kempen reports many states made it easier this year to request a ballot amid the coronavirus pandemic and concerns about crowded polling places on Election Day.
One challenge has been ensuring that voters who normally don't vote absentee will return their ballots in time to be counted. Another factor is the mail delivery delays that have persisted across the country. Delivery data from the U.S. Postal Service isn't offering much assurance that ballots that haven't already been mailed will reach their destinations in time.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he gives the GOP a 50-50 chance of holding on to power in the Senate after next week's election.
McConnell discussed his party's chances at a campaign stop in Kentucky, where he noted that 23 Republican Senate seats are in play, up against just a dozen for the Democrats. He told the crowd it's a 50-50 proposition. McConnell expressed confidence in his own reelection, but expressed concerns for the country if the Democrats regain control. Painting Democrats as embracing what he calls a whole new level of radicalism, McConnell told the crowd that if you look at the Democratic Party today, quote, you ought to be frightened, or as he put it, we're fighting for our way of life. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 139 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada's gaming win is down for the seventh straight month. The Gaming Control Board reports the gaming win was down more than 22% statewide in September. Clark County was down nearly 27%. Downtown dropped 21% compared to the same time last year. The good news, last month's gaming win was up nearly 11% compared to back in August and is the highest total since the casinos reopened in June. Metro police officials confirm they are investigating allegations that a Las Vegas assemblyman misused campaign funds and failed to live in his district. The Review Journal is reporting that search warrants have been served seeking campaign and personal banking records of Assemblyman Alexander Assefa, a Democrat who's running for re-election in District 42. It's not known how much campaign funds Assefa is alleged to have used for personal expenses, but his campaign records show he has raised more than $200,000 over the past 2 years. The only Las Vegas Strip casino that was still closed, the Cromwell, reopened today as an adults-only casino. The Cromwell's reopening by Caesars Entertainment only leaves the Rio still closed.
KCQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Crews are still cleaning up that vehicle fire from earlier, Interstate 15 southbound at Russell. You can get through there, but it's still consuming the right lane and the right shoulder. Also reduced speeds, 215 west at the airport connector, and very slow Interstate 15 north at Tropicana.
Washington, D.C., it got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
This hour brought to you by Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. Send a great tasting gift to friends, family, or business contacts. Order your Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. In fact, do it right now. Go to sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out their amazing website. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. We are 5 days from a presidential election. There are down-ballot elections that are probably just as important as that of the president of the United States. One of those is in, Clark County Commissioner District C. Stavros Anthony, Las Vegas City Councilman and candidate for election in the County Commission, joining us. And first of all, it's always good to join you, but 5 days from Election Day, how are you feeling?
You know, Kevin, I'm getting a lot of support. People writing me campaign contributions, people calling me up and telling me they've voted for me. And the kind of consistent theme I hear is that people really want to, we haven't had a Republican on the Clark County Commission in 12 years, and they want to have a better conversation on the Clark County Commission, a more diverse conversation. They want a conservative voice on there to make sure that their values and ideas are represented, things are going well, but I'm going to work hard all the way till Election Day.
Let me ask you, what are you hearing about the early voting numbers? I know that the Secretary of State's office is releasing stuff. What are you hearing? What are you sensing about the makeup of who's voting right now?
Well, hard to say because of the mail ballots and the delay on the mail ballots and how those are being counted. But I tell you, when you go out in the community and you see 30,000 people going to a, you know, President Trump rally, and people driving up and down the street all over the place with Trump flags in the back. I think Republicans are really fired up this go around, and they're very much interested in making sure that our economy continues to open, that our economy continues to grow the way it is, creating more jobs every single day. And I think they're interested in making sure that their Second Amendment rights are protected and their First Amendment rights protected, and businesses are allowed to open and grow, and people want to get back to work. They want to get back to going to restaurants and eating and being with their family and get back to making a living. So I think that's what this election is all about.
Our governor came out yesterday in a news conference and called the president of the United States a liar, not by name, but by inference, and relative to the COVID-19. Is that going to be on the ballot, COVID-19? And I'm not just talking about at the presidential level, but even, you know, folks that want to lock us down at the assembly and the state senate level and even county commission.
Well, you know, we've been, it's amazing. We've been going through this for 6 months now. When this all happened, we were told, you know, we're going to need to lock down for a couple, 3 weeks, 30 days, get this under control, look at the statistics. And 6 months later, we're still, we still have businesses that are 50%. We still have people that are unemployed. We still have people that can't get their, unemployment check from the state, and people are really saying enough is enough. They don't want their government stepping on their back anymore, and they're looking for, you know, they're really looking for local government to start opening up these businesses, and that's going to be my focus when I'm on the Clark County Commission, is getting our economy back open safely, and I think we can do that. People are smart. They know how to. They know how to go out in public and be safe, but people want to get back to work, and I think that is something that people are going to consider. If they vote for the wrong people, then we're going to go back to lockdowns, and that's just going to be terrible economically and socially.
You have a healthy background in law enforcement, and we thank you for that. We really honestly do. It's one of the things I like most about you. You've seen the violence in our streets. You've seen the looting in Philadelphia. You've seen the violence in Kenosha and Portland and Seattle and different cities around America. I want to ask you this latest round of violence in Philadelphia. You've seen the video, I think. I think most of us have seen the video. Was there any bad policing going on here?
You know, Kevin, I appreciate you bringing that up because law enforcement has been trained for many, many years that if somebody has a knife and they're within 10 to 15, even 20 feet of you, if you don't act within a split second, then that person can lunge and stab that police officer in the chest. So that was absolutely a good shooting. Those officers could have been stabbed with that knife, and they had to use lethal force. They had to shoot at center mass to stop that particular risk. So there was nothing wrong with that shooting based on all the training that is done all over the country. And for elected officials in Philadelphia to allow this mob looting to occur just boggles my mind. Because I know police officers in any community. They take an oath to protect property and people, and I know if they're in a position to stop the looting, stop the rioting, stop the mob violence, they'll do it. But I think they're being held back by mayors and elected officials in these cities, which is absolutely unfortunate. That would be something that would not be tolerated here in Las Vegas.
And by the way, I want to just go back and review because I think by and large we did a fairly good job to at least quell the violence after a day or two. We pretty well tamped that down, did we not?
We did. We had some a couple of days of violent protests where people are hurt, people were shot. Unfortunately, we had a metro officer that was shot. We had some buildings burned. But the way you stop that is a show of force, and that's what That's what Metro did. That's what Sheriff Lombardo did. They put it down in two days, and since then we have not had any violence in this city because whenever we had supposedly peaceful protests that occurred anywhere in our city where people said they were going to protest peacefully, Metro was there in force making sure that those individuals were given the right to peacefully protest, but to make sure that it did not turn into violence. And if it turned into violence, Metro was there to start arresting the ringleaders who were the one pushing any violent protests. And we haven't had any since. And it's because we have law enforcement that's not going to tolerate that. We have a community that's going to watch their back, and we haven't had any mob rule like some of these other cities, and it's because they don't support their police department. They don't give them the tools to go in there and stop this stuff, and it's an absolute shame to see buildings being burned and people getting hurt by mob rule.
Do you worry about what happens the day after Election Day or the night of Election Day, if we know that there is a result and it's Trump that wins? Do you worry that we'll have violence in our streets, not necessarily just here in Las Vegas, but across the country?
I do. I absolutely do. We've already seen the reaction so far with people that that want to use violence and rioting for a political agenda. I mean, that's what Antifa is all about. They're going out there and using a left-wing political agenda to destroy cities, Portland, Seattle. So I definitely worry about that. All I can say is I'm pretty confident that our local and state law enforcement and even our federal law enforcement here in Southern Nevada, they're going to be prepared. They're going to have action plans ready just in case something happens here in Southern Nevada to react immediately to it. And put a stop to it and go in and, if necessary, make arrests and make sure it doesn't happen here. So I'm pretty confident. Unfortunately, there are other cities that I'm less hopeful for because their elected officials actually support this kind of activity, which is terrible.
Yeah, it really is. I mentioned the governor who called the president a liar. I'm curious if you learned anything out of that news conference, that impromptu news conference from the governor last night or yesterday afternoon, actually. Did you learn anything new in that relative to the coronavirus or anything else?
I really did not. All I heard was he wants us still locked down. He doesn't want to open up businesses further. He doesn't want to allow more conventions to come here to Las Vegas, bigger conventions. So it's unfortunate that we're still in this kind of chaotic time, 6-7 months since all this started. This should not be the case. I think people understand that safety comes first, but we can do this and make sure we get people back to work. So I'm not sure what exactly he's referring to when President Trump called President Trump a liar, but he wasn't very specific about it. He just kind of threw that out.
And in fact, I'll tell you what. Let's go to cut one. Can we go to cut one there, Jim? Cut one is the governor. Steve Sisolak calling Trump a liar, not by name, but by inference. It's rather obvious who he's talking about and who he's talking to. Here it is.
We are not rounding the corner. I don't care who says it, we are not rounding the corner. You can see from the slides, our cases are going up. Anyone that says the contrary is just not telling the truth. No, anyone who says the contrary is lying. They're trying to intentionally deceive people and have them let their guard down. Listening to somebody with their hyperbole or their philosophical ideas or, frankly, their lies isn't going to change the fact that across this country, the spread of COVID, the cases are increasing. You can look at any show and see that that's the case. Somebody telling you it's not so doesn't make it not so.
For a guy that has a long series of
incompetence, if you will, whether it's Dieter or whether it's handling the shutdown of the economy, for him to be calling the president of the United States a liar, that's a little strong, don't you think?
Well, it is. And if you look at the statistics, one of the reasons why we're getting an increased number of COVID cases is because we're testing more. It's really what it comes down to is our people being hospitalized? Are people getting very sick? Are people dying from COVID? And those statistics show that it's all going down. The hospital rate is going down. People getting very sick is going down. And the death rate is, obviously one death is too much, but the death rate is very, very low. And if you want to be realistic about this, if you're a senior citizen, if you have... If you're very sick, then those are the people that we should be protecting and caring about. But little kids going back to school, we should get them back to school right away. The kids are not getting sick from COVID. They're not dying from COVID. So it can't be this blanket across the board accusing people of lying. You have to look at what the data says, and the data does not reflect what he's talking about.
Stavros, in our final 90 seconds, I want you to make the case, the closing arguments. We're now 5 days away from Election Day, 1 day away from the end of early voting. What is at stake? We know what's at stake at the national level, the presidential level, but what's at stake in Clark County and in particular your district, District C?
Well, what's at stake here is the next 4 years having a Clark County Commission that is interested in raising taxes, that would be interested in increasing regulation on businesses. We've had a couple of county commissioners mention limiting our Second Amendment rights, and those are the things that people really care about. They want a county commission that's going to reopen businesses, allow businesses to open, grow, prosper, protect their rights, and I'm going to do that on the Clark County Commission as the first Republican elected in 12 years. So I think we need to have a conservative voice on the County Commission so we can have better ideas, and that's what I'm going to bring representing District C to the Clark County Commission on Tuesday.
And if folks want to help you out, if they want to do yard signs in the final days, if they want to drive people to the polls or whatever, where do they go? How can they help you?
Well, I appreciate that, Kevin. My cell phone is 702-812-0123, and you can go to my website, StavrosAnthonyForDistrictC.com, and I would obviously appreciate everyone's vote that's listening to this radio station, and I appreciate you allowing me to come on and talk to your listeners.
Hey, Stavros, I'll keep my fingers crossed next Tuesday, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks, man. Stavros Anthony, Las Vegas City Councilman, and a candidate for County Commissioner in District C. Stick around. We'll talk more about this race and a whole lot more. One of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to let you hear Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci is telling us how we're going to get out of this thing, and it's a little scary when he talks. We'll get to that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on Election Day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. In survey after survey, workers age 55 and older say running out of money in retirement is their biggest fear, even more than death. Well, the good news is there are things you can do to help make sure that doesn't happen. And here to help us understand some of those things that we can do to prevent it is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, how do we protect ourselves from running out of money? I know you do it day in and day out at Capital Financial.
Yes, Steve, one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing is analyzing the way people are already set up when they come meet us. In other words, seeing what other people have set you up with, or if you're doing your own plan, what you've been doing. And we subject it to what we call the evaporation index. Based on the money you have and based on what you want to do in the future, how long would that money last before it's gone? Evaporating, in other words. So what we never want to have happen, I grew up, I used to do this science experiment in class. We would plant seeds and we'd put some plastic wrap over it, and so it would keep watering itself over and against a terrarium. Remember terrarium?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so we want a financial terrarium where our money keeps replacing itself. So we take money out, we harvest, and then it replaces itself. And that's possible. We call that a financial fill-up, where we have an account set up that has principal protection in it, and every single year, all the way through retirement, guaranteed, you get an income check. It does not depend on the stock market. So some of your money needs to be in what we call the core. That's the money that's going to be there replacing itself and giving you income for life. And then the rest of your money can be in the market. Therefore, you don't worry when the market goes up and down. For the next 10 people, let's put together your very own evaporation index and total retirement plan at no cost.
The evaporation index. I like the sound of that, Coach. Hey, if you'd like to get yours, be one of the next 10 callers. 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can simply text the word VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right. It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear from the president. You know, we had the big news. The GDP grew at a 33.1% rate in the third quarter, better than expected. And, for example, the 33 and a third is double the post-World War II record back in 1950. I want you to hear from the president. This is cut number three. The president in Tampa earlier today, by the way, just canceled an event in North Carolina tonight because of weather. So outdoor rallies, that's what happens. Anyway, here's the president earlier today, cut three, the president in Tampa, Florida.
Weekly jobless claims. This is boring, but it's really good. Just hit a seven-month low. In other words, from the beginning of the pandemic, 7 months ago. Now, we're going to have next year the best year we've ever had economically. And it's true. Biden is holding back the stock market because, you know, it's an election. Crazy things could happen. Maybe 100% of the people in Florida decide not to vote. You know, you never know. But we have a headwind, so it's gone down a little bit over the last few days because, you know, you're coming close. And it could be. We're going to win this election so big. You watch. You watch. We're going to win it so big. And that's the only reason the market's going down. The market's going down because if he gets in, seriously, you're going to have one of the worst depressions we've ever had. You're going to have, and John Roberts from Fox is back there, and I think he agrees. And John Roberts is very unhappy because he doesn't want his 401k to go down the tubes. Now, John's treated us very fairly. Not perfect. He's not perfect, I will say. But he's been overall pretty good. He's pretty good. So CNN, Google, we got to do something about all of it.